As the corruption case against Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner continues today in federal court, the prosecution's key witness has been summoned to meet with a judge about whether he'll testify. Meantime, government lawyers acknowledged during opening statements yesterday that the witness, Ron Wilburn, was paid almost $30,000 for his work as an FBI informant. The story from WBUR's David Boeri.
Before the newly selected jurors even had time to warm their seats, the federal prosecutor summarized the case in less than 20 seconds. In August 2007, Charles Chuck Turner took a $1,000 bribe. And when the FBI asked him about it in October 2008, he lied. "The case is that basic," said Assistant U.S. Attorney James Dowden. He continued, "You're going to see him take that money and put it in his fist. And you'll hear the government informant say, 'You take care of me, and I'll take care of you.'" A few feet away, the Boston City Councilor, almost everyone seems to know as Chuck, sat impassively. If convicted, he could face more than 20 years in prison. Here at the corner of Melniacast Boulevard and Mass Avenue is where the case really began. An African-American businessman, Ron Wilburn, was looking for a liquor license for a supper club he was creating, and liquor licenses were very, very hard to get. At the time, the FBI was investigating State Senator Diane Wilkerson for corruption. And Wilburn agreed to become an FBI informant. In fact, they paid him almost $30,000. He taped Diane Wilkerson, taking a bribe. Infamously, she stuffed 10 $100 bills into her bra. She's pled guilty in this case. Then, as an afterthought, Wilburn and the FBI turned to Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner to see if he was on the take.
We got a long way to go.
Outside the federal courthouse, where the judge had warned the lawyers not to talk to reporters, defense attorney Barry Wilson's comments from last week neatly summarized what he told the jurors in his opening argument yesterday.
Fair to say that the government's case is largely based on one individual?
It's fair to say the government's case is based on garbage.
Nothing is proven until it's proven, Wilson told the jurors yesterday, throwing both scorn and gravel on the government's case. He added, Mr. Turner didn't knowingly do anything in exchange for any money. Now that the government has revealed it paid its own star witness 30 times his alleged bribe to Turner, the defense will claim that the government bribed its witness. And creating more complications for the prosecution, its own witness has turned against it. Ron Wilburn had announced he'd refused to cooperate or testify, which led the judge, Douglas Woodlock, to call a closed-door meeting to tell Wilburn if he doesn't testify, he's going to be found in contempt of court and go to jail.
Hi, Mr. Wilburn. Wonder if you could...
Can't talk.
Comment.
The judge put a gag order on him. Can't talk.
That was last Friday, and today the judge has summoned Wilburn back to find out whether he's talking or not. And Wilburn has injected the issue of race, saying he stopped cooperating with the prosecution because it failed to go after white officials he suggested were corrupt.
It's our position that race had a great deal to, with this prosecution from day one.
That's Barry Wilson, the defense attorney. Given his claim, like Wilburn's, that the prosecution is racially motivated, it's striking that the jury itself will have no more than two black jurors, and perhaps none once the alternates are dismissed.
I think he's lucky that he has any kind of minority representation at all on the jury.
Randy Gioia, who's not involved in this case, is a criminal defense attorney, and he says that despite the efforts of the local federal court, federal jurors tend to be disproportionately suburban, well-to-do, and white. He remembers the case of one of his inner-city defendants.
The jury was all white. The judge, the clerk, the lawyers were all white. It was only my client and his grandmother who came to court every day, and that really struck me as, how could this be a jury of your peers, a fair cross-section of the community?
And with Ron Wilburn shaping up as a government witness who'll be either hostile to the government or absent altogether, the case against Chuck Turner may not be so basic at all. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.